Now, in these two verses, we can find that the early disciples or the early Christians were obeying God. So I just want to entitle my topic this evening or today as Obedience to the Word of God. Obedience to the Word of God. Now, we are not going to spend much time, so I just want to take out some of the verses. In the first four chapter, in the first five chapters of the book of Acts, that proves or that shows that the early disciples, the early Christians were obeying God, or they were obeying God, or they were obeying the word of God. Now, the first thing that I want to point out is from chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, we find. It says, and when they were coming, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. Verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. One thing that we find from these two verses is that they went up into an upper room. That's what we find. Now, exactly the Lord Jesus Christ taught the disciples to pray. We see this in the Lord's Prayer. The Lord told them to pray continuously, to pray unceasingly. That's what we find. Now, the point that we can find is in this verses 13 and 14, that these disciples, they went up to the upper room and they all in one accord and praying together for the gospel, the gospel advance. That's what we find. They pray together in one accord. That's what we find. Now, this is one thing that we find in the last hour of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was with his disciples in the upper room, they had a time of breaking the bread and praying together. Now, this is the same thing that the disciples, the early Christians, the early disciples were doing in obedience to the word of God, in obedience of the Lord, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we find here. Now, the next thing that we find is that in chapter 2, verse 1, They were all in one accord in one place. Now, when we go back to chapter 1, verse 4, we find that they were told to wait. They were told not to depart from Jerusalem. They were told to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes. That's what we find. Now, in chapter 2, verse 1, we find that they were all in one accord in one place. And when, let me read chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Exactly chapter 1 verse 4 told them or says that they were to wait. They were to wait the coming of the Holy Spirit. Exactly it happens to them that they were all in one accord in one place, one waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit. There is the second proof that we have that they were obeying the word of God. Now, the third proof that we have is chapter 2 verse 42. If we read, they devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrines and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and in prayers. We find the first thing that they devoted themselves to doctrines. When we talk about doctrines, there are no specific things that we can mention about this, but they had been with Jesus Christ. They had been taught by the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever things that they have learned or they had learned from the Lord Jesus Christ were all the apostles' doctrines, the doctrines that they learned. So they devoted themselves to that teaching, the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were devoted to the fellowship. And they were also devoted to the breaking of bread. And they were also devoted to prayers. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ had taught them when they were with him. So the same thing that we find in this passage in chapter 2 verse 42, it says that they devoted themselves to apostles' teachings, to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to prayers. So they were in obedience to the word of God. Now, the fourth proof that we have is in chapter 3, verse 1. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. We find here about the prayer. Peter and John went up together into the temple. That's what we find. Now, this is not that something new they did, or this is not something that very, very fresh that they do, but it has been in their life when they were with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ was with them. They prayed. They went to the upper room. They went together in the temple. They prayed. So the same thing they were doing in this passage, even in this very moment of time, they did, because that was what the Lord Jesus Christ had taught them to do. So they went to the temple. They prayed. It says at the hour of prayer. The hour has come. The hour had come for them to pray. That is why they went to the temple and prayed. That's what we find. That is the fourth proof that we have, that they were in obedience to the word of God. Now the fifth proof that we have is they teach and preach the resurrection of the dead. We find in chapter 4 verse 2. It says, being grieved that they taught the people and preached to Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They preach. When we go back to Matthew chapter 28, we find verses 19 and 20 about the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ had already told his disciples to go and preach to all them, to all nations, teaching them, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That's what we find. Their duty is to teach and to go and preach the gospel, to teach the nations about the love of Christ, the gospel of Christ. That's what they are doing here. They are in obedience to the word of God. That is the fifth proof that we have, that they were in obedience. They are in obedience to the word of God. They are preaching the resurrection of the dead through the Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection. Now, the fifth proof that we have is they love one another as themselves. In chapter 4, verse 32, we find, and the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any one of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. It says, they had all things in common. Whatever they had, they shared. They had everything in common. They love one another. They love each other. They share whatever things that they, whatever possession that they have. That's what we find in this passage. That's what they love one another as believers. Now, when we go back to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34, we find that a new commandment I given to you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Exactly the Lord Jesus Christ told them to love one another. So they love one another. They love one another. They share their possession to one another. Everything they had in common. Is that not love? Yeah, that is love, right? This love. Now the seventh proof that we have is, as they were told, they stand in the temple and speak. Now when we look at in chapter 5 verses 19 to 21, we find, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, verse 20, go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. Verse 21, and when they heard that, they entered into the temple and they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. They started teaching. Now, this is what, when it happens, in verse chapter 3, if we read, then we find about, I mean, in chapter 4, we read about the healing of the lamb. And when we read chapter 5, we find again that so many sick people were healed by these apostles, these disciples. Now, because of that, the performance, or the things that they have done, the sick people that they have healed, that news spread throughout Jerusalem, and their accusation comes, and restriction comes from the rulers and the elders and the scribes. They restricted them to teach, don't teach anymore in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stop. They put them in the custody in chapter 4. In chapter 5, if we read, then they put them in the public prison. That's what we find. And then when they were put in public prison, the angel of the Lord came at the night and then opened the doors. And they were released. And the angel of the Lord told them to preach, to go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. That's what we find in verse 20. So, as the angel of the Lord told them, they did so. They did it. They went and they started speaking. They started teaching. They started preaching again. The same thing. They did not stop. They did not stop. They continued going on, sharing, teaching, preaching the gospel. That's what we find. The eighth proof that we find is that they did not cease teaching and preaching that Christ is Jesus. In chapter 5, verse 42, we find that, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. In chapter 6, verse 4, it says that, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We find in chapter 6, verse 4. Now, as we find in chapter 5, verse 42, we find that the word, they did not cease teaching. They did not cease teaching. They did not cease preaching. They did not cease praying. They continued in the midst of restriction, in the midst of accusations. They continued teaching, preaching, praying. No matter what people say, no matter what the scribes say, no matter what the rulers say, no matter what the elders say, they continued. It's not that they obey God. Yes. They obey God. They obey the word of God. That's what they did it. They did it. So, today and this evening, I want to encourage all of us, no matter what circumstance, what situation that we face in our life, in the ministry of God, in the field of God, let's go on, no matter how hard and how difficult it is we face in our lives. Let's continue to go ahead. Let's continue to go ahead. Then only we will see the fruits of the ministry. I want to challenge each one of us today, tonight. Then only we will see. Let us not be nominal Christians or not victorious Christians. Let us be a victorious Christian. Let us be victorious believers. I want to challenge each one of us tonight with this passage. Thank you.